New shows, the return of a favorite, and reality TV. We've got it all in this report with Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine. And let's start with the reappearance, Matt, of Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, one of my favorites. And he's got a role that's really tailor-made for him. This is a show called The Lowdown. It premieres tonight on FX. It'll be on Hulu the next day. But this is just a fantastic role for him, where he plays this scruffy, scrappy, I guess you call him like a citizen fringe journalist. He calls himself a truth historian, like a truth historian. And he's digging into the past of this powerful Oklahoma family. And everywhere he pokes his nose, he basically gets his nose broke. So he takes a licking, keeps on ticking, getting in the face of people like Kyle MacLachlan, who's a gubernatorial candidate who does not like this pest hanging around. So it really is a lot of fun. This is a show from the creator of Reservation Dogs, set in Oklahoma, has a lot of local flavor, but basically it has Ethan Hawke. So if you're a fan of him, you're going to want to check The Lowdown. He's a hoot.
Slow Horses, I can't believe it's the fifth season, but Slow Horses are more like underdogs, really, and just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, another underdog show here. But yeah, Slow Horses, the last 2 years, they've won an Emmy 2 years ago for writing and this year for directing. And, you know, against really stiff competition, never wins the big drama prize, but it just shows you they're doing something right. Slow Horses is based on a series of books, and they're up to the fifth book now. But it follows this team of underdog spies who've all been disgraced and sort of sidelined, and there's no respect to them. They're like the Rodney Dangerfield of spies, but somehow they always win the day. Gary Oldman plays their boss, and he is the most disgusting and decrepit character on TV, but he's also really, really smart. He's smarter than anybody else in the room. Kristen Scott Thomas is the head of MI5 or 6 or something, but she just hates him, but she can't do without him. So it really is a most unusual spy series. If you haven't discovered it, Slow Horses begins a new season Wednesday on Apple TV+.
Well, if reality TV is more people's speed, there's plenty to choose from.
Yeah, network TV is back, but it's mostly reality TV right now. The scripted shows are rolling out slowly, and they'll mostly be back in October. But for now, if you're a fan of reality TV, The Voice just began Monday night, and America's Got Talent signs off. So you know the summer's over when the top 10 perform tonight, and the winner will be crowned on Wednesday. But also on Wednesday, you have a new season of The Golden Bachelor, where The Golden Bachelor is the former NFL star Mel Owens. Same night, Survivor starts with a two-hour finale, with a two-hour premiere. And then the very next night on Thursday, CBS brings back The Amazing Race. In future weeks, Survivor and Amazing Race will share the Wednesday night slots. But yes, it's a big week for reality TV fans, depending on whether they're guilty pleasures or longtime favorites. Lots and lots to watch on TV this week.
All right. Last week, we talked about Dancing with the Stars, and I have not watched it, but I could not get away on social media from seeing Robert Irwin. So clearly he is the favorite to win this entire season. That was pretty amazing.
That's pretty true. That's probably true, because his sister won several years ago. So, yes, the Irwins are back with us. And, yeah, Dance with the Stars, again, taking up a lot of oxygen on television.
Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine joining us on KMOX.